Republican incumbent Scott Walker welcomed both the ruling backing the Act 10 legislation and the decision supporting the voter ID law.
Huge win. We went 2 for 2.
Walker says the Act 10 law limiting collective bargaining for most public sector workers is working to hold down property taxes, yet maintain the quality of the public schools. Walker says his chief Democratic opponent, Madison School Board member Mary Burke, would chip away at what he calls reforms.
She's part of a school board in Madison that was the teachers of which were the heart of this suit, where Madison is one of the few school districts in the state that hasn't fully embraced and used the reforms that are saving taxpayers money.
Burke says workers should have the right to collectively bargain and says negotiators could have worked out the higher state employee contributions to pensions and health insurance that the governor simply ordered. Burke says the Madison schools are doing fine.
Well, I'm very proud of my school board record, and we have a good financial situation there. We have been able to make the investments needed to improve student learning, but we have also been accountable to the taxpayer. And in fact, we levy far below the limit that is allowable by state law.
Burke says she also disagrees with the photo ID ruling, saying she doesn't want unnecessary restrictions in the way of people voting. She says she's glad that in a third ruling, the state Supreme Court upheld some benefits for same-sex couples. Governor Walker had refused to defend that statute, passed during the Doyle administration. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.